Welcome back, everybody, to Creative Antics. I have, again, my little brother with me.
Malik. Yo, what's going on?
What you been up to, man?
Not much. out here, you know, trying to make a living for myself.
I feel you. So, like, you listening to anything new this week, or, like, what's been going on? Like, I see you did a video. You did your YouTube.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Malik does have a YouTube channel up now.
Yes, and what is it called? It's the Malik Wilson Show.
So tell the people a little bit like what you got going on with that.
So basically what it is, I'm played in the CFL, you know, as a professional athlete. I kind of wanted to give people, you know, the enlighten people on the professional, you know, sports side, you know, give them behind the scenes of how, you know, things operate, you know, stuff that you don't see on TV, and especially things you don't see in the CFL because it's not really broadcasted here.
Right.
Along with that, I'm a journalist, so I'm in the field of TV and reporting and being in front of the camera and whatnot. And so that's, you know, kind of where I'm at right now. So I'm just trying to give, you know, people who, you know, subscribe to me, an all around person, vlogs, travel videos, you know, whatever just comes to my head. I like talking. So whatever comes to my head, I just, you know, put it on my channel. And I try to, you know, what people call, you know, bangers, try to make bangers so that people are, you know, tuned in. I'm already at like 2,500 watch hours. So
what in the world?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I'm just trying to get my subscribers up so I can start getting this check and
listen
and take off.
I'm not even taking YouTube serious. I need to take YouTube more serious. Like,
it's so easy. Like, all you got to do is just make videos and just talk, and you know, edit out the mumble jumbo. You know, when you start messing up, just edit that out and just throw it out there. People are gonna watch it.
I know. I understand the creating content part, but like, the whole video thing, like, I'm gonna have to do it. Like, I'm.
Like, I got literally
to talk about, like, and as soon as I get this established, like, this will honestly, I just got with this guy, praise the God that, you know, he was like, I can hook you up, you know, with a little spot,
right?
You know, work it. And I was like, that'd be like, honestly, really dope. So
that's tough.
Yeah. So,
and honestly, what you could do is, you know, you have your podcast,
right?
You could literally just set up your camera and it could be like a two-way stream. So you can record your video of your podcast of, you know, whatever you're talking about, and, you know, it would be your podcast, but also you could upload it up to YouTube so people can have a visual.
Yeah. I want to do that, but I haven't even like today I would have done it, but it was like all mumbled, jumbled up, like trying to get, you know,
right
done and everything. Like, sometimes, you know, I need to just have that time. Like last time the last one that I did, the last podcast that we did, I filmed it.
And okay.
Then I'm lazy. So I did it on my other phone and I just never like upload. So I'm going to upload it. I'm going to upload it. I just need to do it. I need to, like, I procrastinate so much.
I start working here in about a week or so, and I'm just like, I have so much free time right now. So I can just record in the morning time and just take the afternoon to edit. And I can only imagine, you know, having to work. And so,
and then people hit you up about, you know, like, I got people who want projects done.
Right. And so, like, you have a whole, you know, schedule of stuff just in your way right now. So
sometimes I got to take the back burner on myself, you know.
Right. But I mean, you're making money though. I'm trying to get there. So
yeah, I got to make this money while doing it. So if heck I can take the back burner on myself sometimes,
that's what you get. Risky that tape.
Exactly. As long as I'm getting content out. But, yeah, so this week, all I've been seeing on Instagram, and a lot of people have probably seen, is these lists of like that people did like top 50 of the best rappers of all time. And I wish I could bring it up. I think I have it on my phone. Like, I don't know. I mean, do you like Lil Durk?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Like I try to, I try to, you know, stay away from, you know, liking and disliking people because I never know, you never know who you might meet one day. Especially like in the industry that we're in, you know, with the entertainment and all that stuff. So I try to stay away from saying who I like and who I don't like.
That's very smart.
I don't know him personally, so I, you know, I can't say I don't like him, but his music, I do not like it. I actually never heard it.
I mean, I've heard a Lil Durk, but I've honestly never.
I hate it. Like, imagine, like, I'm not sure the relationship him and Chief Keef have, but just imagine them two, like I can listen to Chief Keef a little bit, but
yeah,
I just can't listen to it all
I
day.
I mean, I don't like a lot of people's songs. I think them as a person might be a cool person. Like, it's okay to like not like everybody's music and then like them as a person. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. He probably is a cool person, but you know, you just don't like his music. That's just what it is. Everybody's not gonna like it. You're
at
a cool
all.
Person. I just don't like your music. I mean, that's just
he's out here getting to it though, so I can't even trip.
But his lists were one of the lists that really just made me think about like hip hop as a whole.
Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he has some bullcrap on there.
I'm just gonna name off a few. So he said 20 top. He said top 50 greatest rappers of all time. Okay, I get it, of all time, but his list made it seem like it was in the last 5 years. He for one has a. He got a who's? Well, Kodak. Yeah, I don't know who. Oh, Lil Keed. I know him.
Yeah, he's straight. Okay, that takes into account though.
How?
Lil Durk is only 26. So
but I'm 26.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. But still, like, I mean, it just depends on how you were raised. Like, I mean, not everybody, you know, was raised, I guess, listening to
none of these people. Well, I can't say none of them, but my top 10 is not even close to his top 50.
Hold on, let me find this list.
No, I'm gonna say it to you right now.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna just give you everything that he said. And I agree with some of them. Okay, Meek Mill, Lil Baby.
No.
Oh no, wait. Young Thug, Future, Drake, Lil Durk himself, Moneybagg Yo, music, Nicki Minaj, City Girls.
He's making a best friends list.
That was just like,
yeah, Lil Durk made a top 50 rappers list and people are upset.
Yeah, like, you should have seen in the comments. People were like, yo, like.
Man, he made a best friends list. You know, on MySpace, when you used to have your top, that's what he made.
I mean, and that's his prerogative, you know, it's whatever.
Right.
But like, this is one list I was just like, greatest rappers of
all time. Yeah, he's tripping.
And you only hear people who are the same age as you, really?
Right. I'm like, there's no old heads on this at all.
None of them.
This is so disrespectful.
The only what you would seem like an old head or like in they bag already type thing is Meek Mill, Future, Drake, Nicki Minaj, J. Cole. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't put J. Cole with these people and call this the greatest rappers of all time.
J. Cole's not even. Oh, he is on here. Lil Wayne's not on here.
Yeah, exactly. You see it? Lil Wayne is not on here.
Oh wow.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, Lil Wayne is not on here.
So I'm on the XXL website.
Oh, I don't even want to know about that crap.
And that's like the first thing I saw. Yes. You know, Lil Wayne is not on this list. I don't like Jay-Z, but Jay-Z is not on this list either.
Yeah, he's not on it. But lyrically, when I think about greatest rappers of all time, I understand like a club banger. Cool. Yeah, I get it. But lyrically.
Right. I think about it's things that I take into account. First, I take into account, you know, how, you know, successful they are, you know, what they're doing.
And if they've made a difference. Like,
Right. So somebody like Jay-Z, Lil Wayne is crazy in the head, but, you know, he's successful all around. He's just not a rapper.
Right.
So I look at, you know, their success. And then, you know, I look at their lyrics to see, you know, what exactly you're rapping about. Is it just club bangers or are you actually, you know, I saw a tweet the other day that said Lil Wayne used to rap so good that he would drop a punchline and people wouldn't get it until a couple minutes later, and they would have to rewind it back. Like, wait a minute, man, I just missed that. Like,
what's that one that he said? Something about lasagna. Do you know how long it took me?
Man, it's so many. And like, I listen to his songs like now, like his old, like his throwback songs. I'll be listening to it now that I'm older and I understand, you know, exactly what he's saying. Yeah. And I'll be like, what? Like, I totally missed that as a kid. And it just relates so much more.
Exactly. Like, I like, he got Nipsey on here. I like T Grizzly. I think T Grizzly.
Nipsey is straight. I mean, I rock with him just because of what he was doing in the community.
I think
his music is all right. I'm not really with the West Coast type style music.
That's something you just got to be into.
Right. But T Grizzly, he's good. I rock with T Grizzly.
But he's very gangster. Like, that's the kind of person I would listen to going to my
T Grizzly, he be, his lyrics are straight too. I'm telling you.
He don't care.
Everybody with me, clumsy. Everybody be dropping stuff. Oh my God. I got to listen to that song. But yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah, I could listen to T Grizzly. I, for one, like 21 Savage. Top 50? No.
21 Savage is not a top 50 type.
He put Lil Skies. I don't know who that is.
This is a best friends list.
But I can't put Lil Skies and J. Cole.
City Girls. Let me really analyze this list. Okay, no, Meek Mill. Is this in order?
I don't know. He didn't say he's in my top 50. Let's argue.
All right, let me see.
We got a lot to argue.
Meek Mill, Gucci Mane. Nicki Minaj. I rock with Nicki Minaj. She's been doing good.
But she's not even in my top 10.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that. To be honest, I mean, the only ones that are on this list, and I guess everybody listening can go look at the list themselves, but from my standpoint, I would do J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I would put Meek Mill on there.
Yep.
Gucci Mane, for sure. For sure.
Are you serious?
Heck yeah.
Gucci, top 10?
Yeah. No. Just of all time. Oh, all time. Okay. My fault. Excuse the top 10. just of all time. Of all time.
Okay.
I would do Young Dolph simply because
I love Young Dolph.
Young Dolph, he's doing big things. Yeah, like he put Key Glock on, and he's done it. When he says he did it by himself, he literally did it all by himself.
Yeah, I can honestly say I like Young Dolph.
But yeah, everybody else on this list.
I'm not really feeling. I mean, a lot of people have other ones, but people have some good ones. Like, they was really going back with the times, and I can't say that, like, I knew all them people.
Right.
Like, if I listened to a song from them, I'd probably be like, oh, I didn't know that was technically. And some right. people are like, well, you don't know hip hop. Well, I don't honestly care. You're not hurting my
Yeah, family. Right. I'm like.
What I like, and I can see that this is not a list that I would say is the greatest rapper, and I'm sure a lot of people could agree with that.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, right. I suck with names, so.
Exactly, and I stay in my lane with stuff. I'm right. Gonna y'all right now, if y'all go look at this list, I got this off of, I follow Genius, you know, Genius do the lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I found it on there, but this is my top 10. Let me go over to my stuff. So this is in no order, and I left it, hold on. I forgot who I left out. And this is who I think lyrically kills the game. Like, have killed the game and has and killed the game, honestly.
Okay.
So lyrically. We can argue. Anyone can argue with me. So
I might just argue with you.
Yeah. So in no order, Jay-Z. Let me make sure I'm keeping count. Jay-Z.
All right, no order, right?
No order.
All right, cool.
Jay-Z, Nas, J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake, Lil Wayne, Pac, Big, Eminem, and Meek Mill.
All right, run that back again.
Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
Nas, J. Cole, Kendrick, Drake, Lil Wayne, Pac, Biggie, Eminem, and Meek Mill.
Okay.
Lyrically, that's my top 10. And I could add some more, but it's like a top 10. Who would you take out, honestly?
Hold on. Run that list one more time. Okay. You said Jay-Z, Nas.
J. Cole. Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar. I would take him off. Yeah. I don't like him.
What?
Nah, I don't like him.
Lyrically?
Like I can't even get past, like I just I'll explain later why I don't.
Okay. I can. Everybody don't gotta agree.
You know, I'll explain it now. Like I'm the type of person, I'm gonna listen to the beat first. And so,
and his beat don't rock with your soul.
And it just don't rock with my soul. And I just can't. If I can't get past the beat, I'm not going to even try to listen to what the words like. Listen to the words that you're saying. So I'm like, it's some songs I rock with, but
yeah,
I can't just listen to all his music.
Okay, I mean that's understandable, you know.
And hold on, and somebody and Nas, I rock with Nas simply because he like it's one of those of. You know, everybody rocks with them, and you don't want to be that awkward person at the table. So it's like, just like, all right. Like yeah, I mean, I really don't rock with Nas, but I'm not going to sit there and say I don't like him because I don't listen to him like that. But
I've grown to, like, over the years. Like, at first, no. But then, like, over the years, like, I've grown to, like, listen. I would say I listen to him every day, but as a lyricist, I'd be like, he's top.
And right.
I think a lot of people think about that.
Right, yeah.
I think Pac and Biggie, of course, everybody would say they've gone too soon, but
yeah,
from what they did, like, what song did you like? You can't say that they did not go hard for the time that they were there. Like,
yeah, they snapped.
They paved the freaking way for a lot of people.
I still listen to them bumping down the road.
Yeah. You know, Drake. Some people really don't like Drake.
I don't see why. I don't.
No, I know some people, and like, one day I'm going to have to talk to these people and they're going to have to give me like the biggest explanation for why they don't like Drake.
If you don't like Drake, you're really just a hater.
That's how I feel.
You're just a hater.
I'm like, how y'all not like Drake? Drake got me through 2011 to 2014.
Like, right. I'm like, and he's still getting me through. I'm right. Like, I can like him making that his new mixtape album, man.
I was like,
when I heard he was dropping his album, but I didn't know what exactly he was dropping. Like it was, I didn't know he had made an announcement saying it was going to be old songs.
Right. And I didn't know either, honestly.
I woke up the next morning and that was like the first thing on my Apple Music or whatever. So
yeah.
I played it and I'm like, wait a minute, this song is old.
Yeah.
And so I start going through, I'm like, but these are bangers. So like,
and so he was doing.
Yeah, and so you know, like super fans, they be knowing all everything. Like I said, I don't know if he made an announcement or not, but in his comments, they were like, they were already talking about, you know, him dropping all these old hits and stuff, and they were ready for it. So
yeah,
I'm like, maybe I'm just like not hit.
Thing, like put stuff together like that was a whole feel. Like when you listen to the album and go down the road, you're like, that's gonna take you back to some times.
Some memory, like, driving down memory lane.
Real nostalgic stuff right there.
For real.
So
for real. But yeah, so I guess to add to that list, I would say Andre 3000.
That, yeah.
You got to put Andre. I was listening to Andre last night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's that song? It should still be up here. Ah, dang, I got Denzel up here. But
Denzel Curry?
Nah, Denzel Washington.
No.
I was looking at his top acting performances, but let me see. What song was I listening to? Oh, man. Oh, I know what to do. It's with Jay-Z. I do. Man. This song right here, boy. Good God Almighty.
Oh.
Yeah, Jay-Z. I mean, with him and Jay-Z. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he snapped on that.
Damn, oh my God, boy, that's... Then it was another one. He was like, he was like, I can't remember, but anyway, Andre 3000, he's definitely on that list for sure.
Yeah, okay, I can agree with that one.
Yeah, he is.
Thinking, I can agree. If I made an even bigger list, I just can't take nobody off this list or the top. Like we could add, and it don't have to be in no order, but I can't take away.
Yeah, I was just looking at another list, and they have Kendrick Lamar on here. I'm like, I mean,
a lot of people didn't know. You know, it's kind of like a, you know how some people, like, everybody can't listen to, but it's like those type of people that they all act the same. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, Kendrick Lamar, people who listen to him are, like, really, like, it's like an ear for it. You got to just, like, like that type of music.
Right.
You know, because he go against the grain, like.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's creative, so, I mean. But they got, what, they got. They got Kendrick Lamar before Lil Wayne, bro. That just made me mad.
I don't know about that one.
That just made me mad.
I don't know. Wait, they did theirs in order?
Yeah. Went from 10 all the way down to 1.
I feel like if you're going to do it in order, you have to have an honest reason.
Well, they have like a whole honest thing. They have like why they put them in this spot.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, you got to have like reasons. Is Drake on there?
Yeah, you know Drizzy's on here. Wait. No, he's not.
Whose list is that?
This is Billboard's. So this is legit. Yeah, this is legit.
Get out of here.
This is Billboard.
No, I need you to read that one out. Go ahead.
Which, hold on. So all the way from 10.
Yes.
Is number 10 was Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Number 9 is Kendrick Lamar. Number 8 is Ghostface Killah. I've heard people talk about him. I ain't never listened to him before, though.
Yeah, I know.
This is weird. Lauryn Hill. I didn't know she was a rapper.
I was going to put her on mine.
I didn't know she was a rapper, but I rock with Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Andre 3000 at number 6. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Nas. Mm-hmm. My fault. She knocked my damn phone out my head. But number 4 is Rakim. Mm-hmm. Number 3 is Eminem. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is Jay-Z. And number 1 is Notorious B.I.G.
Who would I take off of that?
Lauryn Hill off of there.
I think I would have to take Lauren off. And just because if it says rappers, I mean, she did rap, but it wasn't like she's a singer. Well, she's an artist.
Right. And then I can't even say about Rakim and Ghostface because I've never listened to him. Right.
So it's Rakim and then Ghostface Killah?
Yeah. That's the two. I don't know about.
They do go hard, but I haven't listened to them a whole lot in life to give my 2 cents on that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
See, everybody had their own thing. Like, so if y'all are listening and y'all want to say, like, what y'all think, like, after this, whenever we post this on Instagram or whatever, please comment and be like, hey, say your list or who you think should be taken off of our list or who you would add. Like, really interact with us, y'all. Like, it makes the podcast that much more fun when y'all, like,
for real.
Like, it honestly does. Like, when I post stuff, I'll be happy when people, you know, talk back, you know, give their insight. Like, I've been getting good feedback on the podcast so far, so that's why I'm going to keep doing it. Like, I'm also busy doing other things, but I'm going to take time out of, you know, my day someday and, like, really do this podcast because I really enjoy it, and I'm glad that people are, like, listening. Like,
can only grow if you enjoy it.
I swear, like, hey, this is only part of my empire that I'm growing. I can't speak too much on what I'm trying to do right now. Me and you talked about it a little bit. We're going to talk off, but, you know, a lot of things coming up. But my new year is going to be great. I can't wait.
Be lit.
So,
like I always say on my YouTube, it's going to be lit, and it's money to be made out here.
It's money to be made. I know that's right. So, going into our topic for today.
Let's get it.
So you did your YouTube video the other day.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking a little bit about, you know, the football thing and then, you know, progressing and, you know.
Moving on.
Tell that story. So, yeah. So the people who haven't, who didn't watch Malik's YouTube, so go ahead and, like, the topic for today is pretty much when do you know when to, I wouldn't say give up, but when do you know to move on to the next thing? Because, you know, sometimes we get in this, I think it's a pride thing most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
We get into this loop of, I'm not going to leave this thing alone because that's what I want to do. But, you know, there's always, I feel like maybe what you wanted to do what you wanted to do is not what you needed to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I could start with my little story. I thought I was going to go play ball somewhere when I was younger, because that's all I knew.
Right.
I didn't even know anything about, like I was pretty much like, what did I want to do in college? I didn't know. Like, all I knew was play sports.
And right.
At that point, when it was all time for me to go off to college, I was like stuck in this place. Like, am I going to just make something up? Like, what right. do I actually enjoy when I'm not, you know, doing sports? Like, doing
right. when you're not hooping and stuff.
Yeah. And I hoop. Yeah. You know me. Like, I did AAU. I did school ball. Like,
did it all your life.
Yeah. I did it forever. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I feel like other people knew. And, you know, my mother, well, our mother and our grandmother are both like nurses, and then my mom teaches. So me being the next female, I'm like, oh, I can't be no nurse.
Right, right, right.
I don't like needles. So, like, what can I do? And I've always felt like I was somewhat of like a, I could say it like a weird, like I was always felt like I was weird, or like I just like different things from everybody. Like somebody say they like something, I'm like, no, I like this. They're like, what?
Right, right. I'm the same way.
Oh yeah, I just feel like that's how we were. And when I started looking at stuff, like, what do I want to do? And I was like, yo, I've always liked the radio and stuff, because I feel like it's fun. It's fun getting up and getting on a radio station or something and talking to people and learning about the culture and doing stuff like that. And that's me wanting to do that before a lot of stuff that I knew right now, like being an entrepreneur and, you know, knowing wealth and all this stuff. This is way before that. So now that a lot of people are doing it now, it's like, I want to be in it so much more.
Right.
There's so much to learn.
And you kind of look at it like, dang, like, if I would have started some years ago, like, yeah. I would have. But I'm like, it comes a time when you just have to just say, all right, I'm starting and I'm about to be passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I got to just take it. I got to go 100% at it. Yeah. Kind of like we talked in the first podcast, you know, you want to put all your eggs in one basket, but, you know, it's good to, you know, have multiple baskets where you're putting into it.
Yeah.
But once you find that thing that you really want to do, you just got to put into it and take off with it.
Take off. Yeah. I think it took me a minute, like, you know, when I was in college and stuff, and I was like, I really, like, what am I doing college for? Like, at that point in my life, I think right before I came into the military, I'm gonna tell my story because I'm not afraid. Like, it could help somebody else. So I honestly don't.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm all about that.
Like, yeah. So to be honest, like, when right before I got into the military, I was just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I really didn't. Like, I felt like I was doing stuff that everybody else wanted me to do.
Because that's just 90% of the world.
Yeah. And I was just doing it because it seemed easier for somebody else to tell me. Mm-hmm. But that little thing inside my head or inside my heart was like, no, you're not built like that. Like, you do stuff on your own and you stand out for that reason. I was like, you know what? I was like, if I can't get my life together in the next month or two and what I need to do, I'm going to go to the military. And yeah, you know, I did that pretty quick. I
was right. I'm like, I went to school for like a few months and got the call that, yep, your sister's going off to the military.
Yeah,
we were just talking about that the other day. Really? Me and Grandma. We were trying to think of the timeline and whatnot, because you know, I'm about to move.
I did not know that.
I'm about to move, and I was explaining, because you know how Grandma is. She's all, you know, worked up about, you know, making sure we're in a secure spot and whatnot. Yeah. And I was like, y'all didn't even trip when Todd left. I'm like, like, oh my God, like, I'm like, relax. And and Grandma was like, yes, we did. She was like, we definitely did. She was like, I don't know where you got that picture from. She was like, the only thing, you know, that was different was the fact of, you know, you were going to the military. And so it was kind of, you had, you know, people behind you, you know, supporting you still.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, you know, different in my situation, because I'm about to go to a whole nother, kind of like when you went to Colorado, but like, I don't have, you know, I don't have no money. I didn't have a previous job. Like, it's just, I'm just getting thrown into the fire. And so, it's really just, I have never paid a bill before. And so,
yeah. Oh, you gonna
it's
learn.
Like, yeah, it's like everything is just new to me. And And like they were just, you know, trying to make me understand that and whatnot, but yeah. I understood it. But yeah, you can carry on. Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, and then this took me to like being in the military, and it wasn't even like the first year, and like I was like, I still don't know what I want to do. And everybody's like, are you going to go back to school? And everything in me told me, like, why? Why? Like, why do I need to go back to school? Like, yeah. I'm in the military now. I don't need it. And then I was like, and then as time progressed, I was like, yo, they about to pay for my school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, let me go ahead.
Not yet.
And
by that time, and by that time, you were, you know, you probably had in your head of what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I'm not just going to school just because it's free, but I'm going to school to actually do something.
Yeah. And it took a minute to even.
But yeah, I mean, to piggyback off of that, when I was in high school, school was not even in my mind. I wasn't even thinking about school. I was the one that wanted to go to the military. I'm like,
yeah,
I wanted to go to the Air Force. And, you know, I ended up picking up football. And even then, I still wasn't thinking about school. Like, I was getting, like, you know, recruitment letters and stuff from all types of schools across the country.
Right.
But still then, I was, like, waiting on that letter from the Air Force for them to, you know, accept me into their school, into their academy.
Yeah.
So that I could go there, be in the military, and play football. And, like, that was just what I wanted to do. But
for the longest time, you were like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the Air Force.
Man, I got messages on Facebook where I was like, because Facebook was big at the time.
Yeah.
I was messaging that like the coaches, and
what?
I was like, you
know,
sending my yeah, like this is stuff I was doing behind the scenes. I was doing all this behind the scenes. Like you're the first person I've ever told that.
What?
Yeah, but I was on Facebook messaging them like sending them my highlight tape. I'm like, yo, like y'all got to take a chance. I was gassing my GPA because you know you have to have a good GPA to get
mm-hmm.
in. I'm gassing my GPA. Never heard back from him, but I'm like, and that's kind of why I felt like, you know, like football, you know, was a purpose that I had. And I still believe it's a purpose I have. I feel like, you know, God is just taking his time and shifting me into something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, he probably used football, you know, for, you know, a reason in my life. Like I've learned so much through football.
You can still teach.
Right. I'm like, I used to be shy.
Yeah.
Like being like, I'm, like,
people
I don't mind
don't
being
believe
in,
me, like if they don't know you, and
I'm
they
telling
see you,
you
now, I'm like, yo, like Malik was a runt. He was
like, I was,
small.
I football brought the best out of me, and
I
appreciate
it. Y'all, I really understand about in the band.
I remember to this day, I told Ryan we were in the Medvin parade, and I told Ryan, A&T's band was out there in the Medvin parade,
uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, Ryan, that's gonna be us in college, like. Like, still not even thinking about going to college. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
But, like, I wanted to be in the band, though. So, it was, like, school has got to be the route to get in the band. But I wanted to play the drums.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, yo, that's going to be us, you know, playing in the band. And he looked at me. He was like, I don't know about you, but I'm going to play football. And I wasn't playing football at the time. So,
yeah.
It was just like, whatever. He just shot my dreams down. But it's just crazy. Like I said, I mean, I ended up going to school to play football. And, you know, everything, you know, worked out. I ended up going to play, you know, professionally.
Yeah.
And, like, and in the blink of an eye, everything just went downhill.
Yeah.
It just kind of left me in a space of, it felt like I had wasted my time going to school because I was telling them, like, I don't want to say how we call her, but our mom, she asked me, she was like, do you feel like, you know, you learned anything while you were in school?
Mm-hmm.
And like, she was just, you know, asking me on the side, just picking my brain. And I told her straight up, I was like, honestly, I feel like I did and I didn't, but I feel like everything that I took from school, I could have learned at home.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, the joy of my situation was, and like your situation, I went to school for free.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like we were in, you know, in floods of debt, but
exactly.
It was just like my whole life, well, my whole school year days were, my school days in college were just football, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't really care about school and whatnot, but I actually, you know, did go for something that I enjoyed doing, which was journalism.
See, that's a good thing.
Right. And she taught both of us that, you know, don't do something that you're not going to enjoy later on.
Exactly.
And I told her, as soon as I got cut, I told her, I was like, you know, I appreciate you telling me that, because it's so many people that I know that went to school just because they chose their degree just because it was something that they felt like they could get through, and you know, the NFL was going to be my next route. Like, I'm just doing this major just because. Yeah. And so now, like, it's kind of biting them in the rear end because they don't know what the heck to do with it. And a lot of these majors require more school.
So people don't realize that. They're just like, let me
right.
do this and that. It sound easy.
And so now that, you know, you threw all your eggs in one basket, it just comes back to bite you, because now it's like, what am I about to do?
But that's the whole pride thing. Like, some people just feel like, I got this and I'm not going to do nothing else. And
right.
That, like, when are you going to realize, like, you got to think about something else too. And people don't like the whole plan B thing. There is no plan B. There technically is.
And see, people, I feel like people get so caught up in the fact of they force what they think God's purpose is.
Yep.
And so, okay, just to throw this out there. What God's purpose is can be, you know, so many things for you in your life. And it's up for you to, you know, try things, you know, see if you like it. You know, it's just a whole bunch of things that go into, you know, God's, you know, purpose in your life. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, when you truly have a passion for what you're doing and enjoy it, like, I feel like I still to this day feel like I have multiple purposes. I feel weird saying that
because you can.
Right. And that you don't typically hear people saying that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, the doors to, you know, the professional football league is still there. Like, I still feel like I can get back in easily, you know, just by a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to sit there and wait on that.
Yeah. Like, or force it.
Right. Or force it. Like, I'm not just going to sit here and waste time, you know, trying to reach that goal. And so I went back and went to what I went to school for, and that was, you know, working on TV, being on TV, and, you know, thank God, you know, after, you know, months of applying, I finally got a job.
That's what's up. Wait, where are you moving?
To North Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
That's different.
Definitely different, but like I said, there's money to be made out here.
Hey.
And, I mean,
I'll be in North Dakota.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, we, you know, we always map out where the heck we are.
Yeah, I guess I'll be going to, I don't even care where you go. I don't care if you was in Japan. I guess I'll be going to Japan.
Hey, you got to make that trip.
Listen.
But yeah, I mean, and so, like I said, I just felt like, you know, I had multiple purposes, and it was just things that I enjoyed doing. And, I mean, I'm not 100% sure this is going to be something I like, but it's something I feel like I'm going to like. And so I'm about to dive head first in it.
Hey, just do it. Do what you got to do. Honestly, oh, there was this quote. The thing that you run from the most is the thing that you need, or something like that. So it was like the thing you always run from, like, I don't want to do it. It's probably the thing that you're most good at, honestly.
Honestly, for real, though.
Because think about it. Why does it feel like it's keep running around? It's running around for a reason. And for you to be pursuing a purpose, like, so you saying, like, say if you did, like, football, only doing football, and then, like, this other purpose is like, no, we're gonna be on a TV show, and you're like, no, because football.
Right.
You know, like, you're pushing away something that keeps coming back around.
And that's honestly how I was in school. Like, yeah. I would always, like, people would throw so many opportunities at me in school, you know, to be on the radio. Like, my very first internship was just thrown at me. Yeah. I was in this radio class, and my teacher, like, literally, I was walking out, and it was right before summertime. I'm walking out the classroom. She stops me, and she was like, hey, Malik, you know, what are you doing over the summertime? Yada, yada, yada. Long story short, she was like, you know, do you want to work in the radio station?
Mm-hmm.
And so in my head, I'm like, like, what? Like, I play football. Like, this is my sophomore year of college. So I'm like, I play football. Like, I'm not going to work in the radio station.
Right.
And so, you know, I kind of, you know, shied away from it. And somehow she got my number.
Oh.
And so she texts me. And like I said, long story short, you know, me and her relationship is tight. I ended up working on the radio station.
There you go.
I learned so much that I never would have learned if I wouldn't have took that chance. But, you know, with that being said, you know, I tried to push that away. It ended up coming back to me. I like so many more opportunities that I had, you know, I pushed them away.
Yeah.
Pursuing football. And I don't want people to think, you know, football is wasting my time, because it hasn't. Like I said, I've learned so much out of football. But your purpose will always come back around when it's really meant for you.
I feel like that's what I felt about, you know, I think a lot of people just sports and they forget that you can
actually. It's life out, like.
It's life outside of.
I still feel like people look at me now when I say, because, so I tell them the situation of what happened, you know, me getting hurt playing in the CFL.
Yeah.
And people, their first question is, are you going, like, you going, you know, keep, like, pursuing it? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm like, but, you know, this is what I'm about to do on this
night. Like, I can't stop my whole life.
And people don't get that. Like, people just stare at you like, what? Like, why are you?
And that's the weird thing. When people see that you have another purpose, like, me, never did I think that I'd be doing like music videos, like I'm over here talking about entrepreneurship. I'm over here own things. I'm over here talking about wholesaling houses. Like, I feel like you said, I feel like I have a purpose for a lot of things. And honestly, this is like the first year where I felt like everything that I'm doing, God is not like, no, you know, hold back a little bit. He's honestly like, you know, keep going.
Full fledged. And
just go. I like nothing this year that I've done has he been like, or deterred me away from, like, nothing I've done is, like, it's just been, like, just do it. Because I've always been afraid to, like, do stuff. I always be like, oh, this person's not going to like it, like, and I had to learn, like, a lot of people not going to like what you do because they can't do it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or in a sense of that, too, well, two things to piggyback off of what you said. As far as, you know, like, you know, making music videos and all that stuff, like, you never know who you might meet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, your purpose could be something. It could be one of those things that you're doing. It could be solely one of those things that you're doing, but, you know, God is, you know, tracking you to possibly meet somebody or learn a craft or something to all incorporate full circle into that one thing that, you know, will be the purpose that God truly has for you. But also to piggyback off of what you said, you know, when you feel like people look at you a certain way when you tell them you're going to do something. I feel like a lot of people, you know, live through you.
Yeah.
Like people try to live their life through you.
The moment, like some people are waiting for the moment for you to fall. Not that they say it. Not that I feel like I have enemies. But just because I don't see them don't mean I don't have them. Like,
you know, I feel like it's opposite in a sense. Like, always hear, you know, people talk about haters and stuff, but I feel like people want me to succeed in one thing so bad to where they don't see when I want to change and when I want to do something different.
It's hard for them to see anything else.
It's hard for them to understand it. And so they look at me weird, like what, you want to be a TV reporter?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I see the bigger picture in the thing. Like, I'm not trying to be a TV news reporter for the rest of my life. Like, that's a start. Like, I want to be on TV. I want to host my own shows.
You can do that. You got a time to do things.
And so, like, you never know who I might meet. Like, and so, like, when people, like, I see people give me that look all the time. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even explain it. I'm just, you know, no, I just say.
You don't need.
I just say yeah.
Anything, honestly.
Right.
Like, I feel like that about a lot of stuff. Like, especially like being in the military. I think being in the military is one of like the hardest things, because it's like being in a world where people only see military. Like, when you say you do other things outside of the military, they're like, what?
I believe it.
That? And I'm like, yes, there's other things to do other than military all the time. Like, I don't have to do army all the time.
And what's crazy, like, me looking in, like, I've seen so many successful people come out of the military.
Exactly. Because people want their... I always say this, the military is going to use me. So I'm going to use it. Right. Point blank, period. Like, mm-hmm. I already got one degree. I'm about to get another one.
Right.
Like, I'm going to use, like, this health. Like, if I need to go to the doctor, I'm going to go to all the doctor I need to.
I'm telling you.
Done, I'm going to get it all done. And then when I do get out, I can be, like, a lot of people fail to realize, like, the military is not going to give you everything when you get out if you do something dumb, of course, too.
Right.
But
right.
you got to be able to stand on your 2 feet when you get out. So a lot of people get out and just be like, no, I'm not going to knock what I'm about to say next because it's not bad. But the only thing people can say is, I'm going to just go to college.
Yeah, and see, that's like, that's
like,
see, everything.
What else? Like,
see, everything is just based off, you know, going to school
yeah.
and figuring out what you can do afterwards.
I've learned without my degree. Like, I've come to the conclusion sometimes I'm just like, oh, I really don't even want me, like, need to go to school. Honestly, YouTube University is so much what I've learned.
And I mentioned that in one of my YouTube videos. I'm like, YouTube University is lit. Like, I honestly feel like I got the job I just got, which is it's not a bullcrap, like, it's a legit station. Like, it's under ABC.
Oh wow.
And so no, it's under CBS, I'm sorry. I keep getting the two mixed up, but it's under CBS. And so you know, with that being said, I feel like, you know, my degree helped me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that they saw was I had a video up on YouTube that I had posted.
Mm-hmm.
Of me basically, you know, mimicking a news reporter. And it's hard to explain, but I was just, you know, acting like a news reporter. And honestly, what I would do is send it out to directors. Uh-huh. Like, I sent it out to like 1,000 directors. And
oh, wow.
Some directors, you know, I had a lot of offers out there on the table, honestly. But I like to brag about it because, like, I really, like, I went to school and I was not focused on this. Like, and yeah. So, but I mentioned this because I feel like, you know, school helped me a little bit. My degree helped me a little bit. It's always good to have a degree. But what really helped me was the work and the content that I was putting out there. And so it caught the eye of the right director.
Yeah.
And I mean, some can say it's lucky. Some can say, you know,
I feel like there's no such thing as luck. Everything happens for an exact reason.
It does. And I listen to T.D. Jakes a lot. And
yeah.
He said, I was listening to a sermon he had yesterday, actually. And he said that what God is about to do in your life, your education is not going to be able to explain it.
Yep.
People that you've met aren't going to be able to explain it. You're not even going to be able to explain it to yourself as to what God has just blessed you with. And
right.
I feel like I'm in that situation now. Like I'm really going to the station and I'm on ground zero right now. Like, I've been out of school for like probably 4 or 5 months now. And
December, right? You graduated.
Yeah, I graduated December.
Yeah.
And so I literally know nothing, like, except football. And like, when she, you know, was talking to me,
mm-hmm.
she was like, she was a fan of the team that I played for, which was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so she was like, you know, I want to bring you in. I want to coach you up and teach you the ropes. And what's crazy on top of it is this is the highest paid entry level reporter job that's all around America.
Y'all heard that, y'all?
And it's so like, Todd, I cannot explain it. Like, it's just like, I prayed about it. The other offers I had weren't, you know, weren't good enough. Our parents definitely weren't about to let me leave with that type of offer.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of getting to the point where I was like, I'm going to have to go back to school and really focus on, you know, broadcasting and, you know, television work to actually land a good job.
I know it'll be a great topic, but yo, I honestly didn't know all this before I was going to do this topic.
I
just knew what he put on YouTube. He's saying a lot more than what I thought.
it's crazy. Like, and so when I hear TDJ say, what God is about to do in your life, you're not going to be able to explain it. Your degree is not going to be able to explain it. No, nothing on this earth can explain it except for God is just blessing you. And
yeah.
I almost teared up when I heard it because I was like, that's legit. Like, I really
old heartedly, like, that is real. And I honestly feel that way too, honestly, with this year, because with me being how I am, I leave a lot of things on the table because I just don't like to interact with people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I'm the same way too. And
yeah.
And I used to be really bad, but grandma, she talked to me and she was like, you know, some things you don't want to do, people are expecting you to do, and you just have to do it. Like,
yeah.
And you know, that just stuck with me. That was back during prom, like, cause I didn't want to go to prom, and that just always stuck with me. So when it's something that I don't want to do, or it's like, I'm in a mood to where I don't feel like talking to people.
It's like somebody else kind of wants.
Like I said, you never know who you might meet. It's been a time where, so, you know, I'm a member of Kappa Alpha Psi.
Yeah.
And it was a time where one of my pro fights kept calling me. He kept calling my phone. And like, you know how it is when you have to work later on. But in this instance, like, I had practice later on and I was just trying to sleep. Like, I had morning classes and I just wanted to take a nap. And I was just like, I don't know what y'all got going on. Like, my line brother called me and my pro fight called me. And I was just like, look, I'm not answering this. I don't care what y'all got going on. And so I ignored it, went back to sleep, you know, got up for practice. After practice, it was so weird because I ran into my line brother who had kept calling me earlier at the gas station. And he was like, yo, bro, he was like, I called you earlier. You know, you play stupid, like, nah, I didn't get your call. And he was like, you know, he didn't even argue. He was like, all right, cool. He was like, I was trying to tell you that, you know, such and such was in town and, you know, he was trying to give you some money, you know, for doing good on the football field and, you know, doing your thing. And he had like these bracelets. It's crazy because I'm wearing the bracelet now. He had these bracelets that he was giving out. So he had money and a bracelet for me, a couple bracelets for me with, you know, Kappa Alpha Psi on it. And it was like the bracelets that we had were like specialized for our chapter. And so nobody else has these bracelets. And so I missed out on money and I missed out on, you know, these dope bracelets. You know, I finally got it, but it was like, that could have been my blessing, just passed away just because I didn't want to interact with people. But I mean, it gets to a point too where you're just like, all right, look, I just can't. And that was just one of those situations. But I mean, at the end of the day, you have to make sure you're happy. And you can't always try to make other people happy. But in some situations, you just have to suck it up and be like, let me go hear what these people got to say.
Yeah. And the major thing of this like podcast is like, just because you want and you feel the need that you, like, you really have a dying passion for something, if whatever you're running away from is probably most likely
what you need to be, what you need focus to be on
and focusing on, because that could lead you to a lot more. I know a lot of people, especially sports is a very big one with people.
Mm-hmm.
And we always want to be like, no, I'm going to make it through this. But, you know, I know a lot of people like, I'm going to say it. I feel like college is a scam, but.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, it definitely is a scam.
But, you know, I'm in it. I already got a degree. I'm getting another degree. But I feel like there's so
much. Oh, I'm trying to get my doctorate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be Dr. Wilson.
There's so much to learn if you just are willing. And you can learn so much off of social media if you're following the right people. Right. Now, if you sit up here and you looking at all these gossip sites all day, that's not going
to. If you're following junk, your brain is going to feed out junk.
It feed out junk. Yeah. And it took me a while because I also used to follow all the gossip things. Like, what's the one? I can't even remember their name because I haven't followed them in so long. There's a major one on Instagram. Anyway, I don't follow any of them. I follow a lot of people. Like, you already know I'm a big fan of Gary Vee. I follow Max Maxwell. I follow a lot of people who build black generational wealth. I follow a lot of people who do wholesaling on houses. Mm-hmm. I follow a lot of people who are speakers. I follow a lot of vegan foods. I follow a lot, you know,
everything that bases off your life.
Yeah, everything that bases off my life. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I'm not, but I watch this stuff and I've seen myself grow, especially this year. And I've seen a lot of things open up for me because I've done what they said. And I've had like people come up to me and I've been getting business, like, and I've been growing myself. Like, I'm trying to grow creative antics. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it because I feel happy about it. So Creative Antics will not just be a podcast anymore. I'm trying to grow it as a media business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be Creative Antics Media Group. So it's just going to be like a group of people do what I do. Yeah. So I was thinking about, I'm just going to turn this into a whole thing. And since you have 4K, it could be like a collaboration.
Like a joint thing. Yeah. I got some more stuff on the way too. Woo.
Oh yeah, Malik got the 4K.
No, I got some more stuff on the way.
Oh,
I got some more stuff on the way.
So yeah, it's gonna be. I don't know when I'm gonna launch this thing, but me being Steezy Visions, I'm gonna be, you know, the CEO of Creative Antics Media Group, and I just want to get more people under it. Serious people, not somebody who's gonna play around, because I'm not playing around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really want to get people's name out there. And with this being a media group, yes, there will be like people who do music, people who do podcasts. You know, I do podcasts, but I'm not the great at editing. So there might be an editor with our group. There might be somebody who does this, somebody who might do that. But when you come to Creative Antics Media Group and you want somebody, we will have that person for you. That's what I'm really trying to get
at. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, so I want to have a group like that. And I'm about to, you know, already... You know, bought the name. I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I already bought the name. And
oh, you good? If it's bought, it's good.
Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, I just gotta get the website.
I'm out here lacking. That's why I ain't even trying to mention my other stuff on there, because I'm like, I already feel like people out to get me for my 4K stuff. So I'm about to.
Man, your 4K stuff go hard. But
it's all right, yeah, I'm.
I feel like we're gonna have a part two of this. Honestly, this was a great, engaging conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything you want to tell the people? What else?
You done gave them
a lot of gems. You done dropped a lot of knowledge. Like, you done dropped some stuff I ain't even know. I don't even know if you meant to tell me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything I try to keep, you know, especially being in this industry of, you know, trying to be in entertainment and seeking out to people through TV and radio and all this, you know, technological stuff. I can't even get the word out, but you know, I try to keep, you know, everything genuine. I try to, you know, allow people that are, you know, following me to, you know, see the real me. It's the difference between the real you and your private life. Yeah, and so I try to, you know, let people see
some snaps on that.
Yeah, so I try to, you know, let people see the real me. What's truly going on in my life, like you said at the beginning of the podcast. You would, you know, just keep it 100, you know, because you never know who is listening, yeah. Who is watching.
And I feel like I'd be feeling like this, like, people should support people who I feel like, I support people who are like me or from my area.
I support, if it comes across my screen and I see somebody, you know, saying like, you know, support this, support it, because I'm like, it's crazy, because I just started using this for my YouTube channel. You know, show love, it's free. And so
it
don't take, I'm like, you're on your phone 24/7 anyhow, you know, yeah. You're watching people that you don't even know. You're supporting them 24/7, like support somebody that you know, so that, you know, they can elevate. And once they get into that big scene, that's when it's your responsibility to start pulling people up behind you and, you know, putting the people that, you know, were supporting you, because eventually they're going to want to do what you're doing. It's just. It's just law of attraction. And once they, you know, get that attractive, you know, that attraction of wanting to do what you're
doing, they're probably going to reach out.
You ain't even got to reach out. It's your job to, you know, they helped you. So it's time for you to pull back and help them out.
And I don't know if it's just me, but I feel as an entrepreneur, I feel like I am somewhat obligated. Like, why keep all this knowledge to myself? Somebody else who I learned from didn't keep all the knowledge to their self. Mm-hmm. So I could learn.
But I also play an account to that. It's a lot of knowledge that I know that, like, I would, you know, I tell you or, you know, my close friends, like, you know, the knowledge that I know, but it's some stuff that I just don't want to let out there. It's kind of selfish, but it's just the greedy world we live in. Like, I'm trying to make it.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I want to make it and then pull you up, give you the gems. And a lot of the people who have made it, they do give you gems. You'll never see anybody growing.
But you'll never know. Nobody drops off everything.
Right.
You know, because me, I'm in a lot of stuff right now, and I'm actually doing something right now. But me and you talked about it. But, you know, sometimes I talk about it with people. Like, I've talked about it with grandma. You know, mommy really knows about it.
Right.
Yeah, they're supportive of it, but it takes me to, like, explain it to them how it was explained to me and make them learn how I learned. And then once it gets there, it's like, okay, now you understand what I'm doing.
Right, right.
Like, I can only talk to people who are on that same level. Like, I can't go and just talk to anybody because everybody's not on the same level as me. And I'm not saying I'm better than anybody.
Right.
It's just, but some things that I talk about, y'all just not gonna understand. Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing, when I was doing an interview with the company that just hired me, the station that just hired me, and she asked me, you know, what was my downfalls or whatever. I can't remember the question, but what was something that, you know, you would like to work on with yourself? And I told her, I was like explaining myself, like, I have so much stuff in my head that I just can't, it's so hard for me to explain.
Yeah.
And when I'm making my YouTube videos, like, I'll literally cut my camera on and I'll just talk for 3 minutes at a time. But I enjoy editing and stuff. So, like, I'll talk for 3 minutes at a time and I'll just start cutting out, like, the mumbo jumbo, you know, and it turns mm-hmm. out to be, you know, somewhat of, you know, good production at the end. People don't see, like, the 2 hours that I just went through, you know, cutting out all the bull crap that I just talked about.
I always say that on the podcast, like, people want to see the end result. Actually, people don't always want to see the end result. People want to see what you did to do it.
Right, right. And that
they really do.
that's like a lot, like, well, with YouTube, like, it's so much stuff that I've had to learn on my own, because, like, you see, like, the people that you watch on YouTube 24/7, and, you know, they're just putting all types of content out there, but they never showed you, you know, where they started, how they got there. And so
it's hard to believe it. It's just like, you're already there. Like, I can't relate right. to you.
And so, you know, they tell you to, you know, pick up a camera and just start, you know, recording, but
yeah. The famous thing is, yeah, just pick it up, you know, do whatever.
Right. But they don't teach you about, you know, it's certain things that you have to, you know, sign up for to start getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
and they're just like, they're already getting paid.
They just tell you to pick up a camera and go with it.
But nobody tells me about my anxiety when I'm like,
right. Like, and that, oh my God, that was the hardest thing.
And that's my hardest thing, being in front of the camera. Like, I've done so many videos this year of just myself, and I have never put them out because I will sit there and be like, this is not.
Well, you want to know what? Weird. You want to know what I tell myself?
What?
I literally tell myself when, like, as I'm recording, because I start sweating really bad when I get nervous. Mm-hmm. And literally, like, I'll be sweating in front of the camera, and I'm like, why am I sweating?
Right.
And I'm like, first off, there's nobody here listening to you. And second off, like, who cares? Like, who cares what people, you know, who cares what people say about you? Who cares what people see? Like, I won't even get into the whole, the lame thing of, you know, they're not doing it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe they just don't want to do it. They don't care to do it. But like, I literally tell myself, like, who cares? Like I said, I already have 2,500, like, watch hours. And I'm like, somebody's watching it. Like, regardless if y'all think I look good or not, like, somebody's watching what I'm putting out there. And so I'm like, eventually, like I said, I mean, eventually, you know, the end result, I'm like, I'm hoping to get paid off of it, but.
Yeah,
I'm like, and especially when that time comes, I'm serious. Man, I don't care what y'all think I look like.
But a lot of people on there just doing wild stuff. Like, they just took that chance and was just like, yep.
This guy I'm subscribed to now, he just quit his job the other day at Best Buy. And to focus on YouTube 100%.
And that's what people do.
And they do that.
YouTube is like a real thing, like a real
job. And I understand 100% like why they do it. Like, if I ever, you know, get like a certain amount of subscribers to where I'm making $60,000-$70,000 a year off of YouTube, I would definitely do it. Because right now I'm making videos for free. And I literally took like an hour and a half just, you know, recording what I was talking about. So the video I posted today was the life of a professional athlete. And so it was basically, you know, giving the whole, you know, grand scheme of things of, you know, how a professional athlete lives, you know, the day-to-day things, what to expect if you're a young athlete, you know, trying to get there. And that took me about an hour and a half to shoot.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that took me an hour and a half, but the editing is what takes so long, like, because...
I don't think people understand. Think I do music videos. The song is only 3 minutes.
Right. And it's like... That's what I'm saying. You spend so much out, like... And, I mean, and what plays into account, too, is the fact that I'm doing it on my phone. I feel like I can cut that in half if like, yeah. I had a legit, you know, camera, a legit, you know, laptop. But that's stuff I'm going to invest in, but... Like, editing takes so long. Like, it literally took me, like, 5 hours just to edit this one 20-minute video.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just putting, you know, little edits in there, like, editing out, you know, the bull crap that you were talking about. Like, right now, I'm just babbling on, but I'm like, you know, they don't see that. They just see, you know, the finished product. And
exactly.
And so I understand, you know, why if essentially, you know, you start making... 40, 50, 60, 70 thousand. I know some of them that make 100,000 plus a year just off of YouTube. So of course I would drop everything.
I definitely would too. But I, you know, I'm gonna take steps. Podcast.
Hey, I'm telling you. Listen, I'm telling you. Like, I'll tell you how to sign up to get money, all that stuff through. Like,
oh yeah, we're gonna have another podcast on that. We're gonna. One of these podcasts gonna be Spill the Gems, and we just gonna have a lot of stuff.
I'm telling you,
they want to know, but they don't know who to get from. Believe me, we gonna let y'all know. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna wrap it up right here. Yeah, your girl hungry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up.
I got my food in the kitchen.
Wrap it up here. This was a great podcast. We talked about a lot of things, but most definitely remember that, like, just because you're going one way, I mean, you can do several different things. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't gotta always do one thing. Like, just remember, like, if you have a passion, go for it. But the thing that you are running from, the thing that you probably hate the most, well, not so much hate the most, it's the thing you're probably just
scared to do.
Like, just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? So, Malik, you know, you got the 4K going on, your videos. Malik's, say your YouTube again.
The Malik Wilson Show.
The Malik Wilson Show. I'll put it in the description. All right. Y'all already know me, Steezy Visions. If y'all want, you know, I do the graphic designs, mm-hmm. too. So y'all know I do the cover art for the albums and the songs.
Did the cover art for 4K too.
I did the 4K mm-hmm. cover art for my brother over there. So if y'all need something done, let me know. If y'all want to hook up with my brother, you know. He's a smart man. He got a lot of stuff going on. So y'all stay.
I'm
blessed.
A smart man, but I'm trying to figure out how to do everything. I don't. That's the thing. Like, I have so much. So much stuff in my head, but if I just learn how to do it, then we're gonna take off.
Hey, it's gonna all work out. So y'all stay blessed. Have a good week. Until next time. Peace.